It's Wednesday, November 19, and with your news at 6 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. The Karutura Magistrates Court has dismissed the misdemeanor cases against social justice activist Sean Garisep as well as Armando Peters, ruling that the municipal laws underpinning the charges were outdated and defective. According to reports by News on One's Josia Shiweda, the two were arrested after leading Karutura residents in dumping sewage water in the entrance of the City of Windhoek Customer Care Center on October 13 in Karutura, an act that briefly disrupted operations.
I'm going to sue them because this was a deliberate attempt to put my name into disrepute, to tarnish my name, and to make sure that I don't win the election that is coming where I'm an independent candidate. So I'm going to make sure that I sue them. They already work in cohorts with ECM to make sure that our association does not take part in the local authority elections. They wanted to make sure that I do not take part in the elections that are coming. But come hell or high water, we are going to take part and we are going to win the election.
Representing the activist, lawyer Kadila Amuomo said the charges are defective and outdated.
It was clear from the beginning that the charges were defective.
In South Africa, former Northwest ANC member Brown Mokgotsi has told the Madlanga Commission that he has a direct line to Police Minister Senzo Mkunu and has even visited his residence. Testifying at the commission in Pretoria, Mokgotsi said he contacts Mkunu primarily on ANC Day when all members are available and otherwise communicates to Mkunu's Chief of Staff, Cedric Nkapinde.
It has nothing to do with this one of Stilfontein. It was something else. I just cannot remember what was that breakthrough. But it was not Stilfontein. Neither was it anything to do with politics. I can't remember what this message, but I did send this message. It came from me to Minister Senzo.
Internationally, the UK says it will not tolerate espionage by China aimed at British politicians. Security services say Chinese spies have been acting as civilian recruitment headhunters to target parliamentarians. From Downing Street, our correspondent is Ollie Barrett.
Well, the UK's security minister, Dan Jarvis, has been updating MPs, and he says there have been covert and calculated attempts to interfere with the UK's sovereign affairs. And he says the UK is now rolling out a series of measures which can push back against some of those attempts, and it follows a warning from the security service MI5, which said that Chinese spies were using LinkedIn profiles on behalf of the Chinese Ministry of State Security to try and gain insider insights from British politics. All of this has led to opposition MPs saying that the UK government needs to be tougher in its stance on China. China has always and repeatedly denied allegations of espionage aimed at the British establishment.
And finally, CHOP East Namibia has launched its inaugural graduate program in Windhoek, offering a 12-month structured training initiative that will take in 10 students annually and employ them upon completion, reports News on One's Rita Lotto. The program is run in partnership with the International University of Management as well as Triumphant College, with plans for a regional exchange component to give graduates exposure in both Namibia and Botswana.
CHOP East Group HR Manager Molatedi Khotla said the program is more than a recruitment initiative, but a long-term investment in young people, intentionally building the next generation of retail professionals who will drive CHOP East Namibia forward. Triumphant College Rector Professor Geoffrey Kiangi said it is a timely initiative that engages Generation Z productively, providing youth with opportunities to test their skills in a real work environment and prepare them for industry. IUM Vice Chancellor Professor Osmun Mandemele said the CHOP East initiative presents a unique and life-changing opportunity for young people in the country.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.